All right, we're hanging out with Sharon Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and she's going to be bringing her soulful sounds to the Barrymore Theater December 3rd. How you doing tonight, Sharon?
I'm doing fine. I'm just sitting here practicing.
You're working as always, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff for tomorrow, some studio stuff, yeah.
Nice. Let's say I'm new to the scene where one might find Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Paint a picture for me, if you could, what someone new to the scene might expect when they go to the show at the Barrymore.
To me, you know, it's not like I do so many shows, so it's hard to, like, pat yourself on the back. But it's just really, I just think that what Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings put out is just a energy. And I think when you come to our show, just expect to feel what we're feeling, to enjoy yourself, have fun. Because that's what we do. We feed off the audience feed off of me, the audience feed off the band, I feed off the band feed off of me, and we just a bunch of everybody in there just feeding off each other. And so I think the main thing is just, you just come to see a show. This is what everyone tells me, we've seen a show.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, some of the older people will tell me they haven't seen a show like that since they saw something with James Brown at the Apollo or something. You know, or Tina Turner or
nice.
Or something. So, I mean, yeah. And to me, it's just like, I've never went to a Tina Turner or a James Brown show, you know, as a young girl coming up. But I grew up with them, you know, I was there.
Well, you certainly know how to translate it into a new thing that's on the stage, for sure. And so folks that do know you, I have a bunch of friends who made it to some music festivals recently and spoke very highly of your show. And so they're going to be there in Madison at the show at the Barrymore. But there's a bunch of folks, I think, that are kind of like, I don't know much about them. So I think...
Oh, see, good. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a good thing. I mean, there are a lot of people out here who have not. That's why everyone's telling me, so how do you feel that you made it big? I'm like, I don't think I made it big yet. There's a lot of people who have not heard of Sharon Jones and Dap Kings.
And what is really big, anyway? You know...
I don't know. Thank you. What is big? I mean... I tell you what, I probably think is big. when every radio station you turn to, you'll hear our song probably being played off. or you might turn on and you'll see a video somewhere. Or you see at the awards, me got a plaque or something that I won this, the Dap Kings we won. That's when I think I'll be made it big, you know, to me.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be big. But other than that, right now, I'm enjoying it. And I think I have a lot of fans, just to me, college students. And the PBS station, who's gotten us to where we are to these days. I mean, I remember my first job was at the college, you know, at a college up here in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Yep.
Near where our Boston and going on. And so, I mean, and that was like now almost 13 years ago. And thank God for the internet, you know. And
yes.
All these colors, so, you know, but that would be great. Then when you start seeing that and you hear us on the major, or what they call it, the mainstream.
Yeah.
Then I think we've made it big. But other than that, I feel big already. I feel blessed, and I'm grateful for right now.
Yeah, the show and the scene that you're putting out is, it's a big scene. It is a show,
yeah.
Like you're saying. It's a bunch of folks up on stage having as much fun as the crowd and the music will allow them to have. And, it,
right.
You know, people leave
right.
There wishing it never ended.
You know, and I know that because there are nights where, believe it or not, I have did some gigs. I played a gig and I was on the stage 17 minutes and got paid maybe what I would get paid doing like the two of my gigs, like this, or three of the gigs that I do, you know, in front of it. And it was just, but the crowd was just like, wasn't into it. And it's such a drag. It's such a big, but you know, me and the Dap Kings, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do this show.
Yes.
Somebody out there is enjoying it. You know, and it doesn't matter if they paid us a lot of money. You know, it's not all about that big money. You know, it's about the people enjoying what I'm doing and what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, oh, I do. I can already picture the crowd at this show. And they like to fill it up, and they like to hop around, and they're going to love you guys.
Hey. All right, that's what I'm looking for.
Now, have you been to Madison recently, or?
Yeah, I think it's been a while.
See, I'm relatively new to the area. Been here at this station for a little over a year. Before that, I was back in Connecticut with our mutual friend, Brother Richard, Brother Richard Segan.
Ryan Richards, yes. I just did an interview with him the other day.
That's right. Well, he and I go way back. You know, he's like my mentor, and we did a lot of hanging out in Connecticut.
All right. You know.
Yeah.
Richards. I like to hang with Richard.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah. I mean, he's really, you know what I mean? And at his stations, he really played a lot of us on the station, so that's really good.
Yeah, he's been a
And recently, he's been playing a lot of my stuff from the Great Debater.
Yes.
When he was interviewing me, he was playing the song from the end. That's pretty cool.
Let's talk a little bit about the Great Debaters. We can get back to Richard any old time. Maybe we'll even revisit him when you're in town somehow.
Right, right.
But the movie you're talking about, The Great Debaters, you were in a scene there, right?
Yeah, but it ended up on the director's cut, you know, the little extras.
That's all right. Those come out now on DVD.
I had a couple of lines.
Nice.
On the DVD, you can definitely see.
Yeah, yeah.
The line, I had my little two lines, and then they threw one song that I sang, That's What My Baby Like. That also ended up on the great song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the club, I was singing around, and, you know. But it was good. It was a good experience. But the first 2 minutes of the movie also, when it comes on, the first song, My Soul is a Witness,
yes.
Me and Alvin Youngblood.
Oh, Alvin Youngblood Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and they show us in the juke joint, and I'm jumping up, singing and dancing at the same time. So I'm the first 2 minutes of the movie you also get a glimpse of.
Now, is that a direction you want to go? Movies?
You know, I would love to do some more movies. You know, I did, in the 70s, I was in a play at Brooklyn College called Sister Salvation. And I enjoyed that experience. It was one of the first black musicals.
Mm-hmm.
That was put on, and like this was in 76, I think. Yeah, like 76, 77, and it even went off Broadway.
Nice, off.
At a little theater, and I can't find anything on that. And I recently tried to get in touch with one of the guys that wrote the music for the musical, and he's passed away a few years. So I'm like, wow. And I think I want to do some of the stuff that he wrote.
Oh, wow, that would be
the songs, I'll probably end up throwing that on him.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You'll hear some more about that stuff coming up later, too, so yeah.
I'll be paying
attention. So, I mean, it's a lot, so the acting is something, so this ain't nothing new to me, it was something I was into years ago, and I used to, you know, so I would love to get maybe back into, you know, get into that in the future.
And it doesn't hurt to walk down the red carpet with Denzel Washington, does it?
Oh, my God, that was the greatest thing when I got the chance to walk. But I didn't walk with him or, you know, I did my own little thing by myself. I was so nervous.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He was on that same carpet as you, so that's good.
Oh, that's all right. No, he came down.
That's with.
His wife.
Yep.
He called me up, and if you go on the website, you'll see a picture of him, and I took a picture with him and his wife, and we're standing together in a group.
Nice.
And they took a picture of us, of the group, of the cast, and I was also amongst the cast. So
handsome folks.
Harvey Weinstein called me down.
Nice.
You know, after doing Harvey Weinstein's wedding, of course, you know, singing at his reception.
Oh, well, hey.
Come on.
You got to walk on the red carpet with Denzel after that.
And you know what? And I did at last. Now it's coming back out since Beyonce did it. It'll probably get all popping again. But thanks to Etta James. Thank God she's still. You know,
amen.
That's good for her, too.
Amen.
All that's good. Everything is good.
Everything is good for her, yeah.
It doesn't matter who's singing what or doing who. Just all good.
It's all good when we talk about the queens.
That's right.
It's all good, Now,
you know, Beyonce doing her thing, man. You know,
she's a queen of her own sort.
She's a queen. She's in a little pop queen. She got a thing.
It's all right. It's okay.
You know, I would never talk bad about any of these things. Because they're doing their thing, man, and I'm proud of them.
I'm proud of her, too.
I'm very proud of her.
Absolutely.
Know? And I like, she's a young lady, she's handling herself very well.
She has composure.
Yeah.
Right?
She's got a business head. You know, you don't get too much of that. Stuart and Jay-Z, that relationship. Very great. All that's good. And my heart still goes out there. I think Jennifer Hudson, that girl got some soul up in her.
Big time.
You know, she got that voice, that mature voice, you know. She can go pop, and, you know, and she can get down and do that grit stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, she can go old school dirty.
You know,
Yeah.
She's a gifted young lady also. And that's why her light was shining, you know. Too bad for the tragedy in her family.
Yes.
You know, my heart is out, but, you know, being a Christian, you go on those things happen. you'll be okay.
That's what life throws at you.
That's life. That's right.
You know, unfortunately, from this, she will create, I'm sure, a masterpiece of some sorts for herself. But
you know, and she went through a lot. And, you know, I'm quite sure she's still. You see where she came from.
Yes.
You know, and how getting out of there. And that could have been her. She could have been in there.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. Just like with me, I'm here now in the projects with my mother here. And I know I have to get out of here soon, you know. It's like you can't be seen on TV and people see you, and the next thing you know, this jealousy comes, and you never know what's going on, you know.
People want what they don't got.
Yeah, you so know. My whole, I try to keep like a real down low, you know. I come in and people, they be, oh, I saw you on television, you know, like, oh, yeah.
No, I don't think that was me.
you know, and I just keep on going. You know, but I'm not boasting. You don't see me. I don't flash. I'm not a jewelry flash or money flash. Or,
no.
You know, big cars and, you know, I'm not that.
You don't have the basketball bling bling?
No, I don't need all that.
No, you got it on the inside in the soul.
I don't need to design a brand. Oh, I do have a designer brand. And thank God for Tina Turk. She made me some dresses and gave them. That was the most great thing that happened to me when I did the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm.
And that dress I wore was Tina Turk.
Nice.
Actually, the next few dresses you see of me wearing in pictures and stuff is going to be Tina Turk. I'm going to try. And I hope she gives me some more. I need some more.
Well, when you come out here, you might want to bring a flannel dress. It's starting to get bitter now.
You know, but you know what? It's okay. But in the club, you know.
Yeah, you'll sweat them out.
Yeah, I don't need to wear it. I don't need to dress winter on the stage, you know. Same thing. Yeah.
So speaking of a stage, recently Berlin with Lou Reed.
Ah,
you were one of the backup singers?
Yeah, with me and Anthony.
Yeah.
And with the choir.
With the choir. Right. Now, did you travel? How far did you travel? You go to Australia?
I went to Australia.
Yeah.
And actually, when I got to Australia, believe it or not, the video that he recorded and the people see of in Brooklyn, he would not give me anything to sing, too much to sing on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The night before, I did a part and everybody clapped and then, so Hal wanted me to do that, but Lou decided not to. But then he said, hit it, Sharon. So I did a little, you know, I did a little wahoo. And he threw me in there. But in Australia, he gave me literally two verses to Sweet Jane. Actually, he started Sweet Jane and I took it out. I did the last verses and he just played music. So that was great.
That
was something else. I pray that they recorded that. I would love to see.
When I heard about that went down, I hope that surfaces somewhere, too.
Yeah, they have to have that, man. He wouldn't probably give it to me and let me know about it, but I mean, somebody had to have recorded that. That thing. I guess because it was in Australia, I'm wondering if that on anyone's email, or why it's not on MySpace. Or,
I know, to you too. You
can't get Australian MySpace? I don't know.
It's too down under.
But I'll be going up there in a few weeks. So,
It'll turn up, I'm telling you. Somebody, so many things out there that I can't believe I see. So, I mean, that has to be one of them.
But you know what? Maybe at his shows, maybe they weren't allowed to record.
Oh,
you know?
See?
You know, because sometimes they don't allow people to record. So
yeah, but people are sneaky.
I'm quite sure one of his shows could have been one of those.
I don't know. People are pretty sneaky, though.
I know they are.
I mean, I saw Saddam. I saw Saddam Hussein drop. You know,
I see.
That's
so
wrong.
Many of my shows, I'm like, how in the world?
What? Yeah.
You know, every show, it's like you see so many people just love, you know, the same thing. Me doing this, me doing that. Somebody record their version of it, and it's like great.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about right now doing some studio things.
Yeah.
Winter of 06 was the last time we saw an album, 100 Days, 100 Nights. Fantastic album.
I mean, we didn't get a chance to do another one. People are demanding us.
Mm.
I mean, we wanted to stay home, and we always like to, you know, like the end of the year, you know, we do our thing. And then, like now, you know, the beginning, of, you know, we get this album together, and then we get the new album and try to go out and then, you know, and take it with us. But I'm sort of glad that the 100 is doing, because this is just going to even make it sell even better.
It's a beautiful
album.
And we're
going out, but we are, you know, going to be adding new songs once we go back out this time. And hopefully, what they said, maybe by the summer.
Okay.
You know, because I was hoping maybe, you know, our 100 Days would come up as album of the year or new album or new something, which it was supposed to have came up last year, but Amy beat us out with her stuff, so And so now they're not even mentioning my stuff in the music awards now. I don't even exist this year.
Yeah, but if they're paying attention to what you're doing out live, they would know.
Oh, you know what? I gotta keep doing that. And I mean, look at the festivals. Do you know what I felt like to read that at the Lollapalooza and the
Bonnaroo and all that?
That they gave me naming different people, the worst this, the best that. I was the best showmanship.
Oh, that's where my friends down in Bonnaroo, that's where a lot of folks, they from here in Madison, they took a big van or a bus. They rented like a bus. And like eight or 12 guys went on down, and most of them came back. And the first words off of their mouth were about Sharon Jones. So that's pretty impressive after staying there for, you know, the whole weekend.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. That's very important.
Those are the people that matter, the ones that are going out to see you.
Thank you. Those are the ones that matter. Because those are the ones that when I come to their town, it's going to tell their friends it's going to pay money and come and see me.
That's right.
You know, right.
And that'll keep you coming back.
Definitely.
Or going someplace else at least. So, we got to keep you working.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to keep me going now. I got to retire. I need a little home somewhere now.
Somewhere out of the projects.
Out of the projects. I got to get out of these projects here.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want you working until you're 90.
No. I need to enjoy a little bit of something.
A little bit.
You know, I want to fish. I just want a home near a lake or a pond so I can
catch some fish.
You know what? I don't want a yacht or anything. I mean, you know, if I could, but I don't even think, you know, I just want a boat that I can get in and just chill on the water and just fish and enjoy.
Well, that sounds good. And if you were out there, what would you be listening to while fishing? I know silence might
believe
be
it or not,
what you want.
If I was to listen to something, it would probably be an old or some iPod. Well, see, now I got to get me an iPod. I do not own an iPod.
Oh, we got to get you one of those.
Oh, guys, I got to get that down. And like now, like on my laptop, I got all my iTunes songs, all this stuff. But I just need to. I love the oldies, man. I just love listening to old stuff, man. These guys have gotten me into. They go around collecting the 45, and I've listened to them, and I haven't. But just between Gabe and all my DJs and Neil and Tommy and Nydia, just get those guys to get me all collection of all oldies. And if I have to listen to something, that's what I would listen to.
Yeah, I'm with you there. There's nothing more pure than the oldies.
Yeah, man.
Musically.
I mean, you know, that's just it. It's just so soothing and relaxing and good playing music. You know, I'm also going to add on a new song I've been wanting to do, and now I'm going to do it. A change gonna come, so I'll be doing that.
Oh,
that's gonna be new.
So that's something new to expect.
Yeah, something new to expect.
Yeah,
okay.
Little treat, and we'll wait. We'll wait around for something special too. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
It'll all be special. I have a feeling.
Thank you.
And I certainly want to thank you for your time, and I'm glad we finally connected up.
Hey, well, thank you now.
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe step backstage or something when you're in town and say a quick hello, and hopefully we'll catch up when you're here.
Okay, now
we'll make that happen. And
we're gonna make it happen. Well, thank you, Mr. G.
All right, peace.
Peace.